it's natural food. So what's the difference? We're looking at some of the issues where we can differ from many other churches. The last two subjects we looked at before this is the baptism and the Lord's Supper. This morning we're looking at another subject that's closely linked to those two. The thinking about the Christian and the local church. How a Christian relates to the church. This is what we're talking about in church membership. I said a lot about chapter 2 in the last few stories. We're going to look at that chapter of the sermon. But we still set the scene with a few verses from chapter 1. After the Lord Jesus returned to heaven, the disciples stayed together in Jerusalem. Verse 12, then they, that's the disciples, returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. And when they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Both present were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, and you have what Peter said. So, you had all the believers in Jerusalem, and were told that they were together. There were about 120 of them, and they were praying together constantly. And people could speak to them together as a group. And how they discussed things together, how they made decisions together. And then we read in 2 verse 1, when the day of Jesus came, they were all together in one place. You see, here they are, still together. And it's then, while they're together, that the Holy Spirit comes upon them all together. They work together, they pray together, they plan together, and God comes and works in the midst while they're together. And then they go out and they keep the gospel together. That's what we've got in the rest of the chapter 2. 120 believers go out and they start preaching to the people of Jerusalem together. Of course, you know the chapter, one little phrase is to the 120.
looking at the works they've done in the church. And it doesn't just mean that they're being put up down on the scriptural members. Verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostle doctrine. The apostle teaching the human being to be here with the man. They devoted themselves to the apostle teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer. They devoted themselves, we're told. They really committed themselves. What the writer is saying is that they continued steadfastly. In other words, they committed themselves with real determination to the church. They were determined really to be part of the church in every way. So they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. The leaders of the church, the apostles, were faithful to teaching. So these 3,000 new church members were devoted to the teaching. They said, we must not miss those teachings and things. We've got to be there. We've got to listen. We've got to concentrate. We've got to learn. And we've got to put into practice what's being taught in the church. Because they were devoted to the fellowship. That will mean fulfilled. These 3,000 new church members said, we know we've got to share our lives with the other church members. We've got to share their problems, their struggles. And if we've got something that we can use to help them, we've got to share it with them. We have to share our homes, our moments, our time, our energy. We would be devoted to sharing. And then it says we would be devoted to the breaking of bread. These 3,000 new church members, they realized that it was so important that they could have the Lord's table. It was to share the kingdom of the Lord Jesus. They said that they strengthened their love for one another. So they devoted themselves to the breaking of bread. They never missed the community because of all this. And they told them to devote themselves to prayer. These 3,000 new church members said, we've got to pray. We've got to pray for our fellow church members. We've got to pray with them. When the church gathers to pray, we need to be there. And the church is encouraged for that. It's hard work to pray. It's true to do it. And for that, you can say he devoted himself. He gave himself to the church. For teaching, sharing, breaking of bread in the common. The church was their life. The church was their family. It wasn't a hobby on the side, just for their moments. It was the focus of their Christian life. And they devoted themselves to it. Now that's what we mean when we talk about church membership. We think we need to be a perception of the message of the gospel. We need that time. We've been coming to the church, and now we devote ourselves to all these things. We devote ourselves to listening to the teaching. We devote ourselves to being part of the sharing that goes on in the church. We devote ourselves to being at the Lord's table. We devote ourselves to praying for your fellow members and with your fellow members. That was so simple and clear in God's word that every Bible church would have heard like that. We think that every Christian would take it for granted that that's the way we live. Of course, when you look around, you think that it's not like that. We are not prepared to think that it's the gospel. And we say that we must repent and believe, but
to the great place of the Bible.
They don't say, and now you must be added to the church. And you get lots and lots of churches that say that you can be a Christian without devoting yourself to the life of the church. They say you can be a Christian without committing yourself to listening to the teaching, to sharing the life of the other members. You can be a Christian but never break bread with your fellow members. You can be a Christian but never pray with them. You know, there are lots of things which are really true. So what goes on there? It feels so wrong. Well, you don't have to feel it. It's your problem. It's all about it. If you go along, they may be the problem of Jesus. They, lenders, shareholders, the manager, the folks, they pay for the reports. And you're just the audience. All you have to do is but you're not responsible if the team loses. You're not part of the team. There are lots of churches like that. People just clear up. Maybe they clear up every week. And they spectate. And they're not involved in the life of the church. They're not devoting themselves to it. They're not part of the cast. They're not part of the team. They're not sharing their lives with other church members. They're not saying, I'm part of this. If you ask them, they say, they're attending churches at church. Some people might say that they're attending the theater. Some say, I'm part of this. And sometimes they don't come to it. Accepted his message, but what do you say? And about 3,000 were added to their number that day. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to pray. And basically, what they make clear that every believer should be asked to think. There should be a place where they are counted in the movement. And this is clear that every believer should be devoted to the life of the Christ. In all the ways that we read about in verse 23. And goods. This is to anyone else who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with gladness in their hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. Why aren't you part of that? Why aren't you together with the believers? How do you think we can be on? Thank you for the comfort. know this is the way I will to be easy. And I know I haven't. If I'm honest, I've lost my desire to live like this. I want you to forgive me. And I want to start again. And I want you to show me how. And I want you to give me strength to do it. I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you. my means, give me what he seems to distinguish in the Christian degree, with all humility, where all struggling, all finding it hard to go. But I personally believe in the gift of capacity, faith of this capacity. Every Sunday, in 1411,
and at various times during the week, the great consultant, the supreme doctor, starts his ward round. That's what our services are. Gather together, and then we wait for Dr. Jesus to come into the room and to start his ward round, going from one person to the next. He stops at every bed, comes to the first patient, and he administers some medication. And then he looks at another one and says, just painkillers, I think, for the moment. And then he sits down on another one's bed and he just talks with this patient for a little while, just to cheer him up. And he examines another and says to him, I think it's time you were out of bed. You need some exercise now. And he comes to another and he just starts pummeling him and twisting his limbs around. And the patient squeals with agony. But the doctor's doing him good. Don't miss your appointment with Dr. Jesus. He's promised to be here whenever the church meets. And when you're not here, you're not just missing a lecture. You're missing your opportunity to let the doctor deal with your problems. You're saying, when my problems have been solved, then I'll be there. It's got to be the other way around. Come to the place where the doctor has promised to be. Sure, there are some people who can't come, and then the doctor will make a house visit. He'll go to them where they are and meet them in their need. He'll be with Elmer this morning. But for those of you who can be here, would you really miss your appointment with the great physician, the only one who can give you wisdom to sort out your money problems? The only one who can give you courage to deal with your relationship problems. The only one who can wash away your sins. The only one who can show you the way to break that temptation. How can you miss those appointments? Like I say, it's the first Sunday in the year. And it's time to start over. Remember Paul's words. Forgetting what is behind, straining towards what is ahead, I press on. Whatever 2002 was like, whatever disappointments and hurts and upsets and falls you had in 2002, 2003 can be different. It's time to put 2002 behind you. You were slipping backwards then. Well, you don't have to carry on slipping backwards. You got yourself entangled in that hindrance then. Well, you don't have to stay entangled in that hindrance. You lost the joy of being fully involved at the heart of a local church. Well, that doesn't have to carry on. Paul says, forgetting what is behind, putting it behind you. He says, you press on. And you do so for the sake of Christ. So often, when we talk about the importance of being devoted to the local church, people at the back of their minds think, oh, he's just saying that we've got to do more for the organisation. You know, like the committee of the Bowls Club. And saying, oh, we need more activity from our members. We need more dedication. We need more funds. people think that's all we're asking for. No, that's not what we want. We want you to be more devoted to Christ. We want you to love him more. We want you to walk more closely with him. We want you to be more like him. And the reason then why we want to give ourselves, to devote ourselves to the life of the church, is that Christ is in the church. The church is joined to him. The church is his body and he's the head. And you can't really have a close link with the head without being linked with the rest of the body. We want you to have the greatest joy a Christian can have in 2003. The joy of walking with Christ and listening to Christ's voice and feeding on Christ. We want you to have the joy of a Christian life in which there isn't a shadow between you and Christ, where you can wake up every morning and say, oh, he loves me and I love him. I'm looking forward to spending a day with him. You really cannot have that sort of walk with Christ if there's a wedge between you and Christ's church. So this morning, this first Sunday morning of 2003, we're inviting you, yes, to be devoted to Christ's church, but only so that we can be devoted to Christ himself. Well, may God speak to us through his word.